The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory. The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
This is Hidden Tillers Live with Tony Bruschi and Robin Drake.
Let's go over to another case that we are continuing to follow here, and taking your comments from YouTube and Facebook and internet. We're going to try and answer some of them today. And if you got some on these cases too, please do drop them in the comments section, and we'll try to get to them. Half of the comments treat the schizophrenia diagnosis here in the Nick Reiner case as the end all be all of it. It's like, well, that. That does it. End of day. He's sick. Other people survive just fine with this and don't go out and do these horrible, horrible acts. At the end of the day, that is probably going to be a big piece that is argued in court in terms of competency for Nick Reiner. But who knows? We are still very far away from an actual court date. Joining me to discuss, Robin Drake, retired FBI Special Agency for the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program. So let's talk about that. Let's talk about the diagnosis. There are millions of people manage this illness, never touch anybody. At what point does, you know, he was sick stop being the explanation and start being a way to stop thinking about this? You're using it as a crutch or an excuse. How do you delineate into that gray area of, well, how much of this is the disease and how much of this is just him as a shitty person?
Yeah, I think it's all of it. I mean, he's just a cocktail of crazy stupid.
Yeah.
I think the broken brain part of him with schizophrenia, if that's what he's diagnosed with, is a part of the whole. Because like you said, I mean, you do the research on it, you know, schizophrenics tend to not be violent. Mm-hmm. But he's got escalating behaviors of violence and anger. He's got drug issue problems. He's got medications surrounding depression. It's a cocktail of really crazy because when you put all that together in a brain soup, you don't know what's going to come out. And when you have triggers that keep escalating over time, you have parents that are doing their best, but at the same time, doing their best means that they're enabling the living shit out of him for a period of time and forever by thinking they can keep normalizing that broken brain by bringing him to people's parties that he really shouldn't be going interacting with human beings right now. And then when he himself, the main thing going on with him, besides all the cocktail of crazy, is he sees himself as a victim. And when you put yourself in the victim, the world's out to get me mode, everyone in your environment is going to trigger you. And then if you have no emotional regulations towards violence, anger, and frustration, and you have no guardrails against acting out, there you go.
Do you think that this is the motive, the money, that at the end of the day, obviously, you know, going and killing them is not going to produce you getting money and freedom at the same time. Those two truths can't be really held together. But in a broken brain, it might. it might be like, well, if I just get rid of them, then I'll get the money. But I do wonder, because if we go back to the, he was supposed to get all that money, the $1.5 million, I believe, on his 30th birthday. That didn't happen. We get to his 31st. They're all out to dinner. There's a picture of them together. And then obviously life continues on and things go absolutely haywire. You don't need to prove motive in court, but when we're trying to examine what the hell happened here, do you think it is as clear cut at the end of the day as he wanted his money and he was really mad about it, and this is how he acted out, not necessarily as a lever to get it, but just as a petulant child, adult child in a child, in a adult in a child, or whatever, as an adult, basically with a child's brain, acting out to get that money.
Maybe. And what I say by that is, it kind of goes to the adage, if someone's out to do harm to another human being, whether they have access to a weapon, a knife, or their fists or a vehicle, they're going to do harm because they're escalating towards that, and there's lots of triggering events along the way. I think him not getting his trust, him not getting his money and wanting his money as a petulant child, as you said, was an excuse that he was using potentially for his abhorrent behavior that he was having. So whether he actually, I mean, think about this. Based on what we know of him from social media, from interactions, interviews, and statements by other people, can you actually imagine a world if he had gotten his trust that he would have had different behavior? No. He would have been on a bigger drug bender for many more years. And would he have gotten violent eventually when that money ran out? Yep. It might have delayed it, but until he actually hits some sort of bottom, which apparently if you've been in rehab that many times, you're bottomless. And so I just think it was a rationalization for what it was inevitable to happen anyway if he's living in that home.
Is that the reality for a lot of people that they're, I mean, everybody, when you hit rock bottom, you know, it's a wake-up call. Is there a rock bottom for everybody? Or is Nick one of those where there is no, I mean, the rock bottom, you're in a casket. That's the rock bottom.
Yeah.
Because there's no, you're never going to have that moment of clarity of like, shit, I really, something needs to change here. And if you got something going on mentally, I mean, maybe you're not capable of ever recognizing you're at rock bottom. He even said in some interviews when they were doing the movie about, you know, what was rock bottom for you? And he's like, I never really hit rock bottom.
Yeah, which, you know, means that he was never really was ready for rehab to begin with. I mean, I followed alcoholism and the effects of alcoholism and addiction and drug addicts for many, many years. And there are a lot of tragic events. I mean, until the 12-step program came about by the founders in the 20s and 30s, there was no cure, and there's not even a cure. There's a counseling way out of it, and you have to be willing. You have to hit that point in your life where you can start taking accountability. So remember, the main trigger that he lacks so far, and what keeps anyone from getting on a road to recovery, and again, his mental state, his mental illness, whatever it is, could be exasperating it. Obviously, it is. When you shift from being a victim in your mind to I am the only one that can do something to fix this. Mm-hmm. Once that shift happens and you just let go, only then can you actually start to mend and heal. But again, that is his addiction problems is one part of the chaos soup that's going on in that brain, and he might be incapable of it. And,
yeah.
Even people that aren't suffering from mental illness as well as addiction, they'll never hit it. I mean, addiction grabs that brain so severely and puts it in a stranglehold. So had he gotten, so again, I'll go back to the conjecture side, had he actually gotten his trust and gotten that money, I'm not saying what happened to the Reiners was inevitable. What was either going to happen was he was going to escalate the violence towards others inevitably or kill himself. Not by suicide necessarily, although that was higher potential as well with all these kind of things going on, but he would have overdosed at some point as well, which I'm kind of shocked he didn't.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we don't know all, you know, and we obviously don't know everything that went on behind the scenes in that life. I wonder, I mean, I'd be very surprised if there had not been some moments where it was that close. But
yeah,
Who knows? I mean, who knows? One of the comments that we see a lot of, and it's kind of summarizes many of them, years of botched psychiatric care making him a victim. And it somewhat lands because, you know, every juror has been let down by a doctor. Easy to call, you know, the lawyer's trick here. But is there a real argument underneath it of this is a person who was in a lot of programs over and over and over. Now, if he chose to participate, that's another thing. But it's not like the programs weren't there. But obviously, you need to participate in your own recovery. And if you don't, it's not going to work. Is that an argument? Is that an argument that he can make, especially too when there is track record and there are people who were in recovery with him? Some of them have emailed this show off the air, and I've talked to them about this of Nick from many of the encounters that I've heard of wasn't super participatory in the recovery. How is that going to weigh in your opinion with a jury if they hear, okay, he had a lot of chances, he's mentally ill? I mean, could it work in his favor of like, see, nothing worked for him? Or can it be, see, he didn't try?
Yeah, I think it screws him. I mean, it's hard to have a sympathetic jury when your parents had as much money, resources, and willingness an engagement with getting him the absolute best therapy, best counseling, best everything that money could buy. I mean, they poured their heart and souls into trying to save him. But again, you know, you can lead a horse to water, but first you got to make him thirsty. Nick was never thirsty.
I think that's the reality of it.
He didn't. So some people are addicted to the chaos that they create in the world around them, not just the drugs, not just anything. They're addicted to being a victim. And it gives them a sense of purpose to feel that center of attention. And he was always the center of someone's attention. That is a huge motivator as well. You know, if your only dopamine hits that you're getting in life in that brain of yours is coming from drugs, from whatever, you know, from alcohol and from the attention you're getting, negative attention included, why wouldn't you keep going with it?
Yeah. I mean, if you just keep getting confirmation that this is working for you, because it is working for him, it's keeping him going.
He's living in his mind. He's living the life. He's living for free. He doesn't have to work. He's got a trust fund. He gets to go to cushy rehab places whenever someone decides he has to go. And he doesn't really have to do it because he just has to be dry for a couple months and they'll let him out again. And then he'll start all over again, because why wouldn't he? Because there's zero consequence he's faced for. And again, it's not, and I'm not victim blaming at all on this, you know, for the people, you know, the Reiners that suffered this or anyone in his circle. This person was just so broken, as we've said on other shows before. He should be locked away. People like this got to be locked away. There's no fixing that kind of broken.
And that's something we wrestle with, you know, in the bigger picture on something like this, is it opens people's eyes to just how broken our system is for this. I mean, he was in the conservatorship for a year, but the way California's conservatorship, and if you've missed this, I mean, go back many of videos, and we did several on this, of how screwed up the system is, where basically you're in the conservatorship and the state immediately is trying to find every which way to get that person out of the conservatorship, the one thing that is keeping them safe and alive. It's like, we want to get you there, and then once you're there, we're going to pretend that you don't need it. And I mean, it is a broken system. Without a doubt, this is a broken system. But at what point does accountability come into play versus just an argument that the system is busted and it was not able to fix you? But some people, they are not able to fix themselves.
Well, you know,
and clearly, even loved ones aren't able to fix them.
It's interesting thinking about systems. When systems typically start, they're started with the greatest of intentions. And actually, a lot of times, they're started very well. Mm-hmm. What happens is human beings have this amazing ability to take advantage of every single system and corrupting it. And that's why it's got to be amended. And once systems that were put in place that were actually working get amended because you have people fraudulently taking advantage of a system or abusing a system for their own personal gain, it totally screws up the system. So they all go bad.
Your thoughts in the comment section on Substack and YouTube on the Reiner case. We'd love for you to weigh in.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Brewski and the Hidden Killers podcast.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory. The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory. The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory. The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory. The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory. The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory. The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.